Chapter 7. Marius finds Thénardier. Marius fell into a chair, his head full of confusing thoughts. Suddenly, he heard Jondrette shouting,
"It was him, I tell you! I remember his face!"
Was Jondrette talking about his angel's father? Marius quickly jumped onto the chair to look through the hole in the wall.
"I've got him now," Jondrette said to his wife. "And the girl, that's her! How can my poor daughters have no shoes while that girl has beautiful clothes?" cried his wife angrily. "I have a plan," replied her husband. "He's coming back at 6 o'clock, and we'll get him."
He gave a horrible laugh.
"No one will hear. Monsieur Marius will be out. He never comes home before 11. But we'll need the help of some friends. I'll go and speak to them now, and this evening we'll catch him. Tomorrow we'll eat like kings."
Marius did not understand what Jondrette and his wife were talking about, but he knew that something terrible could happen to his angel and her father. He had to help them. He left his room, went down to the street without making a sound, and hurried to the police station. There, he told the office boy that he needed to speak to the director of police.
"He's not here," said the office boy. "I'll get Monsieur Javert."
Soon, a tall, terrifying man in a long black coat appeared. Marius was frightened of him, but felt sure that this man could help. He told Javert everything and gave him Jondrette's address. Javert thought hard, then he said,
"Are you afraid of this man and his friends?"
"Of course not," answered Marius. Javert pulled two small guns from his coat and handed them to Marius.
"Then take these. Go home and wait quietly in your room. Jondrette must think that you're out. Wait for the men to arrive. And when you think that it's gone far enough, fire the gun once as a sign to me. I'll be waiting in the building."
Marius took the guns and put them in his coat. At 5:30, he was back in his room, waiting in the dark. His heart was beating fast. When he heard Jondrette come home, he climbed silently onto the chair by the wall.
"Is everything ready?" Jondrette said to his wife. "Are you sure that our neighbour is out?"
"Yes," replied his wife. "He hasn't been home all day."
"We should still check," said Jondrette. "Go and look," he ordered his eldest daughter.
Marius just had time to hide under his bed. Very soon, a light appeared at the bottom of his door, and the door opened. The eldest daughter came in with a candlestick and looked around her. As the girl stood near the bed, Marius began to shake. He was sure that he was breathing loudly enough for her to hear. The girl looked in the mirror and began singing a love song quietly to herself.
"What are you doing in there? Come back,"
shouted her father from the next room. The girl had one last look in the mirror and left. After a moment, Marius came out from under the bed and climbed back onto the chair to look through the wall. A bright fire was now burning in the Jondrette's room, and in this fire, the end of a metal bar was turning red hot. In the corner of the room, there were a lot of pieces of rope. What terrible thing have these people planned? Thought Marius, his heart beating wildly. He carefully took one of the guns from his coat. There was a knock at the door, and his angel's father appeared.
I've brought the 60 francs, he said.
You're very kind, monsieur, said Jondrette.
Marius watched, but he was not afraid. The gun was in his hand, and the police were somewhere in the building, waiting for his sign. While Jondrette began to talk about his poor wife and daughters, a man came into the room and sat down on the bed. After a while, three more men came in, one after the other.
Who are these men?
The old man asked, looking surprised.
Oh, just neighbours,
Jondrette replied. Then his voice suddenly changed.
Don't you know who I am? He shouted. My name is Thénardier. I was the innkeeper at Montfermeil. Remember?
No, said the old man calmly. Marius's arm dropped to his side.
Thénardier? Can it be true? The man who saved my dear father's life. Have I found him at last?
He thought miserably.
My father wanted me to help this man, but I'm going to hand him to the police.
Marius could not believe it.
But if I don't act, my angel's father will die. What should I do?
You stole the child from me 8 years ago. All my troubles since then have been because of you,
Jondrette was shouting at the old man.
But I'm the one who's laughing now, because I've got you.
You've made a mistake, said the old man quietly.
At that moment, one of the men from the bed stood up. He had a metal bar in his hand. The old man moved towards the window, but in a second, the other three men pulled him away. Marius had to do something. He lifted the gun and moved his finger.
Father, I'm sorry,
he thought. But then Thénardier shouted,
Don't hurt him!
And Marius let his arm fall again. The old man began to fight his attackers. He knocked one to the floor, but the other three threw him onto the bed and held him there.
He's strong for an old man, shouted Thénardier. Tie him to the bed with these ropes.
Then Thénardier went to get a pen and paper and ordered the old man to write a letter.
Write this, he said. My dear daughter, come immediately. I need you. The person who delivers this message will bring you.
The old man did not argue.
Now write your address on the front, ordered Thénardier.
Then he took the letter and gave it to his wife.
Deliver this and come back as soon as you can. I'll explain what's going to happen, Thénardier said when she was gone. My wife will put your daughter in a carriage, and the driver will take her somewhere safe. Then my wife will come back here. As soon as you've given me 200,000 francs, I'll send your daughter back to you. But if you tell the police, your daughter won't be safe any more.
Marius was terrified. Now he could not fire the gun without putting his angel in danger. What could he do? Everyone waited for Thénardier's wife to come back. Finally, she came running into the room, crying,
It was the wrong address! There was no one there.
At the same moment, Marius saw the old man jump up, shaking off the ropes.
He cut them while they were waiting, thought Marius.
The old man ran to the fire and picked up the red-hot metal bar. Then Javert suddenly appeared at Jondrette's door, unable to wait for Marius's sign any longer. Behind him were 14 more policemen.
"Where's the poor man that this murderer was attacking?" said Javert.
But the old man was nowhere to be seen. When the police arrived, he quickly left by the window and was already a long way away.